Wednesday the 8th of April, Erev Pesach, Yom Birkas HaKama, Rabbi Mendel Chizik, the son and the four sons.
I think, Les Manda Palig, it's definitely a memorable day when we've been zecher to make a Birkas HaKama, a beautiful son that came out for us, to follow that by Leil Seder, which, again, I think is pretty rare phenomenon to have Erev Pesach, the beginning of Tekufas Nisan, or to go straight to Birkas HaKama, straight into Leil Seder. Perhaps with a sleep in between, perhaps not, depending on the age. I think there definitely must be some sort of connection. I'd like to try and bring that up this evening, this morning, the Ezra Hashem. Obviously, some of us are still tired. I said to my father last week, I said, I'm still tired from 28 years ago when he woke me up early that morning, so I haven't got to sleep in that school. And the rest. Siddhar Maharal. The Maharal says that the word shochar for darkness and the word shachar for morning are connected. Siddhar Maharal, from the darkest point of the morning, the darkest part of the night, you get the shachar, the light of the morning. The geula can only come, says the Maharal, when it's completely dark. When there's been a shochar, you think about, how am I going to get out of this? It's all around me, I'm surrounded by darkness. From shochar comes the shachar. So we start this morning with the shochar, with the dark, cloudy morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out the shachar for us, and hopefully we're going to go into Yom Tov, which is one big light. Let's try to understand that a little bit of a better even. So talking about Moshe, which I want to look at today. And Moshe Feinstein, in his Biur on HaGadol, brings out that we all know that Leil Seder, we talk about Keneged HaRabah, Bonim Dibro Torah, Chochom, Rosha, Tom, and Shnei Elisha. Talking about Moshe, those are Bo Bonim, are the ones who ask the Manish Tana. And Moshe works it through. He said the Chochem asks question number one. The Rosha asks question number two. Tom asks number third. And Shein Denishon asks the final question. And Moshe works through it. Let's take today the first questions of the two Bonim. The Chochem asks a question. Matzah. Manish Tana alayla hazeh. Mikol alayis. Why is tonight different? And the Chochem wants to know about the matzah. For the Rosh, as we understand, one thing bothers him, it's all bitter. Jewish life, bitter. It's kulei mor. So matzah resembles the chochem, and the mor resembles the life of the Rosh. State of Vilna Gaon. And I'll talk about this a lot now. So the Vilna Gaon. If any of us at Bali Dikduk would notice there's something actually grammatically incorrect with the Seder Manish Tana. So the Vilna Gaon as follows. We all know that Yoim is a Loshon Zocho, the word Yoim. Laila, night, is Nekeva. Simple Loshon HaKodesh, for those who remember a little bit of their BH or classical Hebrew days in school, the plural of Yoim is Yomim. Laila is Leilois. One more thing you have to know, there's the word Hazeh and Hazois. Hazeh is Loshon Zocho. Hayim Hazeh. Hazoist is Loshon Akeva. Zogdev Vilna Gaon. Every single day is surrounded and packed full of mitzvahs. The night, not really. The night is generally quite empty. Empty of mitzvahs. And you'll say to me, Krishmala, Shlarvis, look, you can say it after plug already. It's not the Myuchata Laila. You can say Krishma by day as well. Laila is pretty empty of mitzvahs. So Laila is termed Beloshon Akeva. While Yoim, which is full of mitzvahs, is coined by the Loshon Zocho. So the Vilna Gaon, the child of Leil Seder asks, Manish Tano, why is it different? Halaylo Hazeh. This night is Hazeh. This night is Loshon Zocho. Mikol Halaylois. Compared to all other nights, in contrast to all other nights in the which are Halaylois, Loshon Akeva and empty of mitzvahs, why do we get Halaylo Hazeh? Tonight, a night full of mitzvahs, whereas all other nights are empty. And so you get toast to God. The Shloh, in the Chavot, in Shloh, the Shloh brings similar horror from another part of our God, where we see that that Etzim Laila of say the night isn't so much Laila, it's more Yoim, it's more day. What's the proof? Says the Shloh. Agoda. Shoyim mitzaprim b'etzias mitzrayim. The five tanoim of the mitzaprim b'etzias mitzrayim. Kol oisoy halaylo. It's just that oisoy halaylo. Kol oisoy halaylo means, it's a sort of Losh and Zohar again. Again we're getting back to our masculine tense. Kol oisoy halaylo. Halaylo hazeh. Kol oisoy halaylo. Svasemes, not to be outdone, brings a pasuk in Tehillim. But what's the pasuk in Tehillim, which none of us think too much about? In Tehillim state, the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamates, V'laylo kayoim yo'ir, V'laylo, the night kayoim yo'ir, the night will be yo'ir, not toil. Yeshua said V'laylo kayoim toil. It says V'laylo kayoim yo'ir. Another proof that a Leil Seder is Epizandish. Noch Haraya brings Svasemis. Shdeim Loshen, God alone brings a Loshen. Hapostuk, the Galta Lovincho Ba Yoim Haru. It's a Din Yoim, isn't it? Ba Yoim Haru. I say the night. Pshoshesh Matzah Umorim Unochim Lofanecho. And Ad Kedei Kach. That the mitzvah is only at night. Not by day. I saw brought down, they asked recently a Shalat of Chaim Kanievsky, so Zayn Gesund. They said, what right did Talmidim have to knock on the door and say, Gabi Seinu, Egi Azman, Kresh, Bar Shachris, Metutach HaMitzvah, Oysi B'Mitzvah. So how Talmidim got a right to disturb the Rebbe? They said for other things, but to disturb them now, Mecha Tesa. How the Chaim, Shub Chaim were back, it's not a problem. The Mitzvah's over. By day the Mitzvah's over. The Mitzvah's a night. Yet the Haggadah says, Dr. Zosemes, the Gata Levin Chopa, Yoim Haru. So Leil Seder is clearly connected to Yoim. In Zoya, on the pasuk of Leil Shemurim Hul Hashem. Leil Shemurim Hul Hashem. So the Zoya, Mikan, so the Zoya, that the night was as bright as day. The Leil Seder Yitzias Mitzrayim was as bright as day. Leil Shemurim Hul Hashem. So the Zoya, from here I know that the night is the same night was as bright as the day. I mean, I don't see that in the pasuk. But the Zohar says, "Shteit avot in the Rebbe of Heschel." For those of us who do know the Rebbe of Heschel, and even those who don't know, Kedai to know, he's an Iliad cracker, absolute genius. Every single one of his Divrei Torah is Nifla. Perhaps it's Kedai to give you a minute or two of a Hakdama to tell you about the Rebbe of Heschel, his little child. Pshas was a young child. He was walking with his father one day. He said, "Daddy," he said, "my shoes have worn out. I need a new pair of shoes." So his father looked at him and said, "Heschel, I don't understand. My shoes last 12 months. Why do you want a pair of shoes every 6 months? Why are you better than me? Why do your shoes wear out quicker than mine? Mine last 12 months, yours last 6 months." So then he bring a pair of shoes. As a little child to his father, absolute brilliance. He said, "My feet are smaller than yours. My legs are smaller than yours. So for every step that you take, I've got to take two steps." So it's right that my shoes wear out half the time. But that's the Rebbe of Heschel as a youngster. So the Rebbe of Heschel, and we'll talk about this more in a minute, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not associated with darkness. We'll prove that in a moment. Abas state by Leil Seder. Leil Shemurim Hu Lashem. It's a Leil Shemurim, not just a Leil, Lashem. The night is connected to the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Memela, if it's Leil Shemurim Hu Lashem, Muzai, says the Zoya, they must have been bright. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not associated with darkness. As we'll come to the pasuk in a minute, Vayikro Elekim Lo'oil Yoim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his name by oil, by Yoim. V'lachoyshech and the darkness korol loila. Doesn't say Shem Hashem. Vayikro Elekim Lo'oil Yoim. V'lachoyshech korol loila. Without being masked Shem Hashem. If Leil Shemurim Hu Lashem, said the Rebbe of Heschel, it must be that that's where the Zohar got it from. That we could say that's got a din of day. More than that, we all know it's the only time we say hello by night. So clearly tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, it might be night, it might be darkness, but we understand there's a brightness in the darkness. The shochar is we started to the shachar. what is actually, what do we see in Liel Seder? What do we take out of Liel Seder? And what message is there from our son of this morning to the Abba Bonin? We said a few moments ago, Shimon Moshe, that the Chocham is compared to the Matzah. And the Rosh is compared to the Mori. The four questions, the Abba Bonin. If we look at the questions that are asked, Chocham Avoyimah, Rosh Avoyimah, Kamakumis and Ishtabru, people have written to try and dig out where the Chocham Rosh differed, where the Chocham is different. In Meshach Chochma, Yamei Simcha brings out the Ha'ara, the Gevaldi Ha'ara, he tells us that in an actual apostle quoted in our Goda, there's not much difference. You have to go back to the original Makol in the Torah. The Chochum's posuk is Vayikisholcha bincha mochor leimor. The Rosh's posuk is Vayikiyomru aleichem beneichem. So the Gemara Simcha. There's two types of children. Both are asked to do a job, and hopefully both are going to agree to do the job. Then my father told me, from one of his colleagues at work, that he knew there's something wrong with the generation. My father's colleague had said to his son, I'll offer you a fiver to mow the lawn. And his son said to him, Dad, I'll give you £10, just leave me alone. So we're not talking about that type of son here today. We're talking about the Chocham Mul Rosha, who both ask the same type of question. Both Norvos. The Chocham's question is Mochal, the next day. He's Mochal to do it. He's not saying, I'll do it if you tell me why, I'll do it. Tomorrow I want to know why. I'm tempted to ask why. But it's not conditional to my observance of the mitzvah. Tell me now why. If I don't know now, why am I doing it? Dosa de Rosh. But I want to bring out a vow from the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon, and it's printed by the God of the Vilna Gaon. A myriadike vot connected to Apostle Kehelis. State a posing Kehelis. Vor isi ani. State in Kehelis. Sheesh Yisroi na chochmo min ha-sichlus. The chochmo is greater than sichlus. It says Rashi, two words. Hu ha-rosha. Chochmo is greater than rosha. Ke Yisroi na oil min ha-choshach. Like oil is greater than choshach. What does that mean? In what way is oil greater than choshach? That in that way, the chochmo is better than rosha. State and gone. As we mentioned earlier, Vayikro Elohim lo oil yoim. Oil is connected and associated directly with the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the lightness we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We waited for light this morning. In the darkness, one doesn't see. V'lachosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hester upon him. It's dark. Zogdev el Nagon. That advantage that the sun has over darkness is the nafkemine between the Chochum and the Rosha. In the Chochum's question he asks, Asher Tzivo Hashem Elekeinu. He mentions Shem Hashem. The Rosha doesn't. The Rosha's got a simple question. Mo, Avodah, Hazreiz, Lachem. No Shem Hashem. It's not Shmogu before. Not the Vilna Gaon. We've got Isyani, Shesh Yisrael, Chochum, and Asichlus. Like oil min ha-choshech. So oil is the chochom, and the rosh is the darkness. Without Shem Hashem. Oh, but what's the rosh doing about Leil Seder? Leil Seder, Abba Bonin, chochom, rosh. The chochom is the light, Shem Hashem. Rosh is the darkness. What's it doing about us? So I want to share with you a moshul. The altar bells are wrong. It's the tzad of the kodesh of rocha, the besuch adolf. It's brought down that he was once took his chassidim for a walk Leil Seder. I'm not sure it was, but after he finished the Seder, before he'd started the Seder, and they came past the house of an Amoritz. And the Amoritz was saying the Maggid. And the Gehalten towards the beginning of Maggid. And he misread the Pasuk. He takes the Maggid. There's a chiv to say, Gehalten ben chubayim ahu. When is that? Beshor sheesh matzu umorim unochem lefonach. Hat er gesagt, Beshor sheesh matzu umorim mochutonim lefonach. Nach sind burst alaf. Chonochim, Mechotonim, what's a Shaychas, Matzim, Morim, Mechotonim? And they all cracked up. The Belzegov, the Chesed of Zion, he said, this is no joke. I'll explain to you what he just said. But the Belzegov goes up, I'll tell you a Moshul. A Moridike Moshul. He said, Moshul Lemoa Davadoyma. An Oshin. A wealthy man. Who has a very fine and special daughter. In a Zichta Shidduch. He wants the best. He wants the best bocha. But only the best. You know, they say, every bocha in yeshiva has his moment of being the best. The moment he gets engaged, the next one becomes the best. Every time a boy gets engaged, he's the best. And then, next one takes that role. So this father wanted not just the temporary best, he wanted the real best. He went around, his daughter, Shtot, came to him, Mokam Toya, yeshiva, spoke to yeshiva, and he felt taka. The bocha in that town, a fine boy, Bal Midas, Kole Mahmadim, Chikle Mahmtakim, he's got it all, except one thing. Got no money. No money at all. And Chosin kind of went mad, and everything was holding for a nice finale. And the father of Kala contacts Mechutin, who lives in that town, he says, I'd like to make a vote this afternoon. Do you think you can put something together? He said, to be honest with you, he said, you see my state of affairs. I'm on economic collapse. I can't. I've got some old cake home, old food. I can't put anything together properly. If you're willing to wait a few hours and give me some money, I'll start to do something. But now, there's nothing at home. So the father of the girl, doesn't matter. As I find a chosin, I'm not prepared to wait. Make the vote now. Make engagement now. With all the schmatters you got at home, doesn't matter. I'll be the shidduch. Happy already. Shalika mena ache. Shidduch now. So go on. They made the shidduch. And the couple settled down. And the wealthy man looked after his son-in-law. And he just did it. A tkufa later, a young chosin, young married man, obviously upset his father-in-law in some way possible. Upset him. And the father got very upset. So he called in his son-in-law and said, I want to show you something. And he opened his cupboard and he took out an alter schmutter suit. He said, do you remember this suit? This is what you were wearing the first time I met you. Look at you now. Got a home, got a car, got a shas, you got Uta Swarium, Uta Choch, we could plug in your USB and have access to 26,000 Swarium. You got it all! And look at the schmutters you were wearing a few months ago! It's pastor for you to upset me like this now, please. I deserve better than this. So that item, you're right. I want to show you something. Came back a few minutes later with an alter schmutter piece of bread. Old crust dry bread. He said, Gedenkst? Do you know how much you must have loved me all those months ago? That you were willing to be mevat on a proper engagement party and grab me and make a cheap party so unlike your lifestyle. But you're masking to do all that. You must have liked me, no? So truly you did a lot for me. But I must have found favor in your eyes that much. You're willing to give up so much to make me a cheap party like the way you did. Zog the bells are off. When it comes to El Seder, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael. He says, Moroi, look at the Moroi. Klal Yisrael, why have you not behaved over the year? Look at this Moroi. You haven't really behaved. There's such a good Rishonim in Klal Yisrael. Look what a hard time you were having in Mitzrayim, and look what I did for you. Is that the way you behave? So in Klal Yisrael, we're connected to the Matzah. Look how much you loved us. You were prepared to rush us out of Mitzrayim without even giving us time to bake a simple piece of bread. You took us out of Shmata Matzah. Lechemoni. You knew we must have found favor in your eyes. Elomai, you show us the Moroi, but we show you the Matzah. The shidduch is complete. Those are the matzu, moiz of the bells, and mechutonim laponecho. The moiz on one side, the matzu on the other, in Klal Yisrael are saved. The Rosh Hashanah himself, Horosh Hakim in Klal Yisrael. Rosh Hashanah himself has nothing. But the Rosh is associated with the Chochem. He's a tovel to the Chochem. In Klal Yisrael, Zeichet to Gula. The matzu and moiz go together. We'll prove that. Vayikro Elokim lo'oil yoim, as we said. Only light is called yoim, no? Vayikro Elokim lo'oil yoim. Let's think about it. Only the light of the day is called yoim. So the 24-hour period shouldn't really be called yom, only the night. Yeah, few psukim later. Vayi'er, vayi'voyker, yom echad. That's a 24-hour period called yom, no? Is a light, only light called yom, or is a 24-hour period called yom? But lefid v'orein, or kontav, is explained this portion. Light by itself is called yom, and darkness by itself is not called yom. But if the darkness is associated, it's connected to yom, if the darkness is connected to light, then you can call it together, but single together, das is yom. The Rosh Hashanah is garnished in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tiny to us, the Moroi. But the Rishon, look what you've done. Look what a hard time, and look what I've done for you. We say, you're right. Oh, but look at the matzah. But sing of the matzah and Moroi together. The Chachonim and Rishon together. That's the Yoyim, that's the complete Yoyim Echot. Noch weiter. If we go back a bit in Jewish history, and we understand that every day after Shacharis, we said, tremendous tefillah. The tefillah of Olin. Who is Misakin Olin? Olin is Shabeach Ladoin HaKoyin. Yeshua. Yeshua, our leader, who took us into Eretz Yisrael, who saw tremendous nisim v'neflois. What did he see? The falling of Yericho. Shemesh begivon dom. The sun stood for him. Stones being thrown down on the enemies of Klal Yisrael. Hashlocha saw on him. Yeshua saw tremendous nisim. Yeshua stood up and pronounced a tefillah, which we say every single day without even thinking about it. Oleinu l'shabech. But now comes the surprise package. What about Al Kena Kavalocha? Shteitin Kamoinim. Al Kena Kave was composed by none other than Ochon. Ochon, who took from the Sholom, who took from the spoils of what he wasn't allowed to take, when Klal Yisrael captured one of the cities. And he understood, B'sof Yomov, as he's going to be punished, there for Shtamen, I've done wrong. And he composed a beautiful tefillah, Al Kein Nekave, Losh Tevas, Ochon. The tefillah of the Yid to cause tremendous destruction in Klal Yisrael. But finally he understood it was wrong. But when we put together the two tefillahs, the Oleinu of Yeshua, and the Al-Kehne Kaveh of someone understood, I'm a tovel to Yeshua, the Chochem and Rosh combination, that is our hope. The Rosh by himself tagagonished. But together they can succeed. If I may get off the point very slightly, I think it's only fair to share with you a moment of thought for a moment, if we were so busy talking about the grammar of certain words, Losha Zocha, Losha Keva. I want to share with you a moment of Akasha and tell you that you should know that the Digvei Chaim's sons never wrote Haskomas on any Sefer. Yidua. People sent Sforim to him, he wouldn't write Haskomas, except for once. You know, every rule has an exception, and that's also got an exception. But the Hilig of Digvei Chaim only once wrote Haskoma. He was sent a Sefer to look at. And he took a look at the Sefer, he saw a vault in the Sefer, he said, that Sefer must be written by Yid and Elech Yid. He said, if it's Mechavan to such a vault, I'm writing Haskoma. So the vault, as a statement to Hilig members, Ayol Taroig Alafike Moyim. Like an Ayol Taroig, she longs Alafike Moyim. The flowing waters. So the Mechab of the Sefer wrote, I don't understand. Ayol is Loshon Zoch. Taroig is Loshon Akeda. The Torah positive should have said to tell him, Ka'ayol Ya'aroig. Or Ka'ayol Lo Taroig. How do you get Ka'ayol Taroig? If you write on your BH exam, you've lost your marks. It's not Ka'ayol Taroig. Wrote the Sefer Gevaldik Avot. Wrote the Mechab, a beautiful one. He said, there's a Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Tezayin, which says that the Ayol Lo finds it very difficult to give birth. And Bashas later, she cries out to the Gebur Shem, help me. Mitzat Echot, there's a Medrash in Tehillim which says that she's the kindest of all creatures. And Bashas, the creatures of the forest, want rain, they go to her, And she goes out and davens HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to her tefillahs. So the Sefer asked the question, what would happen if she's stuck between the two? She's caught between a rock and a hard place. She's about to give birth, so she needs to cry out to Hashem. She's in terrible pain. On the other hand, the animals of the forest are coming to her and saying, leave me, help us. What will she do? So the Sefer, ka'ayol, she acts like an ayol who doesn't have tzar later. Ka'ayol, ta'roik arafikimon. She begs for water for the sake of the others. Ka'ayol. So the rechaim of azavot must be written. Must be written. Let's go to HaKadosh, and anyone says, let's come back to how we define Leil Seder. There's a Yoim starting with Birchas HaChama. We mentioned in the beginning that the Leil Seder is Shemuim Hul Hashem. It's V'Laylo Kayoim Yoim. It's called Oysra HaLaylo. It's HaLaylo HaZeh. It's a Din Yoim. We say Halo B'Laylo. The Tziruf of day falling into night. When the night is a night. When the Shochan is a Shachar. When the darkness turns into light. When we are Zoycha to understand that we daven every Leil Seder for Yom Shekuloi Oruch. We don't want it to be darkness tonight. We want the sun that shone this morning brightly for all of us to continue shining into Leil Seder. When we finish the beautiful words of Anoy Delach Shir Chodosh. What's it mean? What's a new song? You know, every week new CDs are coming out. But what is this Shir Chodosh? What's this new song? So the Badit Shabbat Moyna de Kemoshel. So the Badit Shabbat was once a very poor man who won the lottery. He won 1,000 rubles. And his life changed. He bought a little shop on the main road. He did a fine business. And things started looking out for him. So he made a massive, he threw a party. A massive party. Guests were there till late at night. He's a different person. The Berei Chadosh is a new person. And everyone enjoyed his party. Years went by. He was there again. He won another lottery. This time 20,000 rubles. The Elim Gavat. They thought, for 1,000 rubles we've got a Zahar Festus, so that this is the real thing. And nothing. Small Achayim, family and friends. Much more low-key. So a friend said to him, Rustani, she said, what's happening? Why not? So he said, Mogadik. He said, the first 1,000 rubles changed my life. I was poor to rich. Now I'm richer. It's not changed me that much. It's nice, a little Achayim. If I'd have won 1,000,000 rubles, it would change my lifestyle completely and make a massive party. So the Bedichah, we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you've done so many wonderful things for us. You took us out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and we sent Shiva to you, Oz Yoshe, May Avdus Nechelus. Nothing you've ever done for us since then, it's been bigger, but hasn't really changed us that much. But it's a Kumen Yemei Mashiach. The transformation is so much greater. We won't even remember the small lottery we won in Yetzias Mitzrayim. It'll be a Shir Chodesh, a real new song. I doesn't sign the real Geula. The light of this morning will shine brightly. But it's finished off with the words of Rabbeinu Yoni in Ovitz. It says Rabbeinu Yoni in Ovitz on the mission of Emoi Ma'at Vaseyabe. So Rabbeinu Yoni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught us this message. He promised us with two words, Don Onoich. Two words. And what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu do to the Mitzrayim? Makkah after Makkah. In words, a little. Emoi Ma'at. Just Don Onoich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually took us out with 27 words. Everybody counts them up. You can count the pasuk yourself. 27 words. Emoi Ma'at. Tasehabe. So the Rabbeinu Yoyin Eben said, Kumen di Geula Shleimo. Of Velaylo Kayoyin Yoyin. Of Yoyin Shekule Oruch. About which so many sforim have been written. So many words have been written already and promised to us. Oy, the sun will shine brightly for us. May we take it b'zoicha. As we finish up, we said this morning, that this morning's Birchas HaChama, the beginning of our day, our long day, and tonight, V'laylo Kayom Yoy, when we sit together in the Seder, and we remember the Matzah and the Morah, and remember that Emuchotolim L'Ponecho, the Rosh HaMulchochem, has got a key if we understand that the darkness of night is a continuation of the day, and the sun will shine brightly for us. May we take it b'zoicha, that we should be able to have Mashiach, but Korib and Pesach Sheni, we should be taken be sitting and for Noach Hashem, and Azvochim and Absochim. Good job.